At 22 minutes past five, and some disabled drivers are being verbally abused because of a lack of understanding over the rules for disabled parking. It's emerged that a third of people in Wales thought you had to be in a wheelchair to use a blue badge and, by definition, a disabled parking bay. Well, we can speak now to Stuart Hughes, who had to have his lower right leg amputated after stepping on a landmine while working for the BBC in Iraq almost 10 years ago. Hello there, Stuart. Thanks for joining
us. Good evening,
Gareth. What do you make of this? Does this ring true? Does this reflect what you've seen?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I've never been verbally abused, but I have found myself in some unpleasant situations. I'm a blue badge holder, the reason being, as you say, I lost my leg below the knee, and there are days when I have trouble with my leg and it's very difficult to walk very far. The difficulty for people who don't understand the rules and regulations of the blue badge scheme is that when I'm wearing trousers, I look perfectly normal. And I've been confronted a number of times by both traffic wardens, who I must say are usually very polite and just want to see the back of the card and see that it's my picture on there, that I'm not using somebody else's card. But also by members of the public who think it's perfectly acceptable to accost a complete stranger and ask them about their disability. And it's that which I can understand, because there is abuse of the system. Let's not be under any illusion. But when you're out with your family on a Sunday afternoon, you don't want to have conversations with a complete stranger about your disability.
How do you react to that?
I must admit, I perhaps should be slightly more magnanimous and say I understand why you feel like this, but my attitude is that the best form of defence is attack, and actually I hitch up my trouser leg and show off my artificial leg and say, if you'd like to have your leg blown off by a landmine, you can have a blue badge too.
Does that do the trick usually?
Well, I wish I could be more magnanimous about it, but I prefer to embarrass people because they're embarrassing me. As I say, I understand why they do that, but there seems to be a belief that unless you're in a wheelchair, that you're not entitled to a blue badge. There are a lot of people with a lot of disabilities, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease. I have a very close friend who's terminally ill with cancer. She looks perfectly well to an outsider. She's actually extremely ill. So, you know, I would encourage people just to think twice that it's not just people who are in a wheelchair who are disabled. There are a lot of invisible disabilities as well.
Does that figure of a third, nonetheless, surprise you quite a lot? That's a lot of people, isn't it? You don't quite know what's going on.
It does. And I think there's two things going on there. I think, you know, there is no doubt that there is abuse of the system. There are cases you hear about in the news every now and again of people using blue badges of dead relatives. I'm sure they're in the minority, but I'm sure what is happening is that a lot of people do use, and there have been some statistics to suggest that 90% of people who misuse blue badges is committed by members of the family using a card they're not entitled to. And when people are misusing the system, it's perhaps understandable that people would have some mistrust of the system. And I think those two things have got to go hand in hand. You've got to educate people about what blue badges are about, but also crack down on people who are using badges they aren't entitled to.